Up next is a clip from Region Nerd Alert. You can like Region Nerd Alert on Facebook or catch the full episodes on the Lakeshore Public Radio website.
People are going to just mention Birds of Prey and it be synonymous with Harley Quinn. And yeah. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But then they changed it.
No, delete, backup.
But I feel like once it's out, like, you can't change it, George Lucas. But anyway.
That shade.
Anyway. What was this? I'm not even going to go into
that. Don't open that can of worms.
I'm not opening.
Me no dirty.
Stop.
But anyways, let's talk about terrible examples of
you
what we're talking
about. You guys watched
one
recently that I didn't see yet.
Well, we want to start with Ghost Rider or The Phantom?
It's not The Phantom. I'm interested.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, let's do the Phantom first because that one's fresher, and I still have a little bit more process.
I'll just say I've never read either comic, so I really can't compare.
Same here.
But the movies themselves are just bad.
Ghost Rider, I went down one of the Wikipedia rabbit holes for him.
I read the new Ghost Rider, not Johnny Cage Ghost Rider.
Cage?
There's like different ghosts. Not Johnny Cage.
Blaze?
Yeah, not Johnny Blaze. Yeah, there's like two
Nicholas
different Ghost
Blaze.
Riders. Here three or four. There's a
lot. There's a couple of them. Ghost Rider is more of a, like just in the comic books, Ghost Rider is more of a entity than it is just a singular, like, person.
You become one.
Yeah.
Just like the Phantom.
The Phantom.
Oh, my gosh. Let me paint you a picture.
Okay, let's start this.
Can I paint you a picture
real
quick?
Go ahead, I'm interested.
All right.
I'll be the audience here because I've never seen this movie.
So, From Black, I can't remember. I think it gave you a year.
Yeah.
Opens up. Pirate ship. On fire.
Okay. You got me invested.
Even if you didn't know they were on a ship, even if you didn't know it was on fire, you would know these guys are pirates. They are swashbucklers and peg leggers. Like, they're stereotypical pirates. Ooh. I'm like, okay, you didn't have to dress them up. I understand. They're pirates. But anyways, pirates fighting on a pirate ship on fire. Little boy jumps off. He's saved. He gets off it's a moonlit night on a beach, and he gets saved by this tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Very obviously, like, a foreign, like, island tribe. Very stereotypical.
Indigenous, if you will.
Indigenous, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets swept off in the night. This little white kid, and surrounded by these brown tribesmen, gets taken off. Then it cuts. Driving on a truck. Basically Indiana Jones, the guy from
straight into the Temple of Doom.
Straight into the temple.
There's
this guy's driving
skulls.
A cup. You can tell that they're some sort of adventurers. They're like, all right, we need to find this skull. They have a little kid who's an indigenous to the
basically
area as well.
Short round.
Yeah, exactly. The short round.
Basically short round.
Has some funny little antics, blah, blah, blah. Goes into this cave, finds this skull. I'm like, okay. I don't know what's going on, but all right.
The dude gets choked out by a skeleton.
Oh, yeah. And then the guy dies.
The man gets choked out by a skeleton.
And he just stares at the guy and is like, okay, I guess he's dead.
A very cheap strangle.
Mind you, the guys believe him. Like, they're, hey, what happened to him? Got choked out by this dead skeleton.
Got choked out by that skeleton.
Oh, let's go.
Okay.
Better get out of here.
Seems believable.
And then the best reveal ever.
They get out of the cave. What's that? Dude. In a purple suit, riding a
purple skin tight suit.
Skin tight purple suit on a white steed, being followed by a wolf. And then he comes in with guns blazing.
1911s on
two
his hips.
Two guns just shooting at these guys on a horse who's in a truck. And I'm like, okay, I guess he doesn't have any superpowers.
He's just packing heat.
He's just in a purple suit with no
a
superpowers.
A really good shot packing heat.
How fast is this horse?
Okay, look, here's the thing. He's not even that good of a shot. He just shoots.
He misses.
Sparks on the tree.
Yeah, I don't see.
Sparks on the tree.
Yeah, there were sparks. Okay, look. The whatever this movie's called, I completely forgot the name of it because I'm so like
Purple Man.
Yeah, the Purple Man.
The horse is actually really slow because the two of the thieves outrun the horse.
What?
By a long mile.
Outrun. And the most useless wolf dog ever.
Ever. Period.
He's like, watch this guy, and if he moves, eat him.
He's there literally for intimidation factor.
Initially.
He's like, okay, my wolf's just really, really nice. He's just gonna like. Intimidate them down. They're going to stay on the ground. They're not going to want to move. Oh, they're getting up and they're following me. And the wolf's just sitting there.
Billy Zane from circa Titanic is the Phantom, by the way. So he is this. Imagine Billy Zane's face on the Phantom's body. Skin tight purple. And I'm sorry.
It's all you can see is the face. There's just an outline face and everything else head to toe purple.
What's his name? Kit something?
Kit Walker.
Kit Walker.
Yeah. It's so bad.
It's
like,
really bad.
It's like it.
The names in these in this movie, too. Kit Walker, Xander Drax.
He does have two guns. I don't.
Two guns.
Two 1911s.
He's just packing decent heat.
I'm sorry if I'm making.
Okay, but what's important is you guys omitted the fact that he has a belt buckle with the skull in it.
Oh, the skull comes in. Yeah. Don't worry, the skull comes
That's
in.
That's actually a big part of the movie,
it
too.
It really is.
Yeah. Like,
they make a big deal out of that dumb buckle.
So, like,
the dumb buckle.
That guy's wearing another buckle identical to mine. Is
yeah,
that my
it
father's
looks like a
buckle?
Really bad circus performer.
It's so bad.
Like, I don't understand. Like, it just clashes. Everything clashes.
Like you know about, like, the Phantom through, like, myth of what some of these people talk about, but it's never explained, like,
and he's still
where-
just a dude, right? Unflinching to bullets.
That's
he's
his
getting
actual
shot
stupid-
at most of this movie, not batting an eye.
He's taking that Porta John Winchester directing or acting lessons when he was in that movie, and he walks in and
the
then,
locust.
There's a bunch of locusts.
So there's
going to
be a few locusts in the room.
Just swats them away, like, instead of freaking out and like, getting pelted. Oh,
you're getting shot at, Billy Zane. I know, but I'm the Phantom.
Or they just cut out his reactions to it.
And there's like there's parts of this movie that don't make any sense, like in the museum when they have the two skulls. There's three skulls. A surprise fourth skull will make an appearance sometime soon. But there's three skulls that are told about myth, all right? They get two of them. The two skulls are supposed to point to the third one.
Yeah, two will lead to the third.
Yeah.
Oh, great
so
premise.
The Phantom, Kit, whatever. What's his name?
Walker.
Walker walks up, shatters this glass in front of, like, 80 people and just walks up and takes the skull, and then the villain comes up, takes the skull from him at gunpoint.
Well, apparently the dude runs the museum, I think.
Oh, the Kit Walker.
Okay.
Or the
so
Drax.
I think so. But if he does, he's dumb because he had the thing on display the whole time
exactly.
in his own museum.
Exactly. So he takes it at gunpoint, mind you, in front of 80 people. They take it, put it in an indiscreet leather bag, and he goes, yep, it's all fine, guys. It's all fine. We're security. There's cake and sandwiches in the next room. Go enjoy yourselves. Take the little ones.
Everyone
Bye.
Clears out without a beat.
Without like, without
oh,
a
free, you say.
Yeah, nobody in
continues
this movie
to look at art. Nobody continues to look at the scene that's happening. This dude's at gunpoint with six mobsters,
right.
Not even police.
Clearly mobsters.
They're just in three-piece suits.
And then the worst thing is they put the skulls together. And it points to a map that is on the wall.
Not even a full map.
How would they identify where this location was if the map wasn't in the room?
Exactly. The map was 140 feet away.
It would take you to a room.
Maybe,
dude. He was floating around with the skull at the end of the movie.
This is the point. This is the part that broke me in this movie. Is that map is 130 feet away. It makes essentially a dot the size of a dime on this mat.
The devil's vortex.
Exactly. The whole time this is happening, there's a storm inside the building, lightning, glass is shattering everywhere.
Those people are eating that cake.
Everybody
though.
That cleared out of there is in the next room, and not a single person walks into this room. Not one person hears the sound of shattering glass and lightning and goes, what's going on in here?
They have their cake blinders on. They're focusing on
cake blinders. I guess.
Dude.
Oh, my
goodness. I
guess.
At that point, I was like, I can't anymore.
Well.
I can't with this movie.
I didn't mean for that last part to be strictly Phantom, but we had to talk about the Phantom.
Chokes out two dudes with his legs at the same time.
Oh my God. I'm convinced that was just to show off Billy Zane booty. Like, I'm convinced.
Oh, definitely. It was all Billy Zane booty. And all the women movie. Were pretty clothed, other than, like, one scene where they had barely... It was a shower, and they were still completely clothed, but... but Billy Zane, he was a sex symbol. In
yeah, movie. He was.
Like, right. He was just buffing
that one
around.
Was for the ladies.
The Phantom
was for the ladies.
The
you
Phantom?
Should check out the Phantom.
No, it doesn't, like, it doesn't sound good at all.
It's kind of
I got
really
other
bad.
Movies to watch.
The Phantom is
the
definitely
whole cast
for
of Mortal Kombat, basically, is in it.
Oh, yeah. Your sword is mine.
Wait, what did he say?
Oh, and then he did the same point, and then the face.
that won't work here.
The guy with the cannonball.
And he said it so mushmouthy too. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Oh, the rubber cannon.
Oh, the rubber
cannon. He did a flip.
Yeah, he does a flip over the cannon and it just goes.
Xander Drax's right-hand man that gets point blank fired on by that cannon in the face.
Oh, yeah. He goes, yeet.
He gets launched so far away.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyways, that was our podcast of how bad the Phantom was.
Oh, let's just make it a two-hour podcast. Let's just let it go.
That was a clip from Region Nerd Alert. You can like Region Nerd Alert on Facebook or catch the full episodes on lakeshorepublicradio.org or Spotify.